The purpose of this video is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Dr. Marble says Pfizer produced poison. Mass-produced poison is really what he was saying. And Dr. Artis says that the hospitals use textbook eugenics. These are not kind or soft words. They are not holding back. They believe the evidence is overwhelming to back up what they are saying, or else they wouldn't say it. And I want you to hear it from their own mouths. So I will bring that to you so you can hear it. This comes from InfoWars. Two different interviews of these different doctors, and great stuff. And we have so much more than that in this show. So strap yourself in, because let's get started right away. Ben Marble, Dr. Ben Marble, responds to the Pfizer data that has been exposed. And, you know, we haven't even gotten all the data, but the data that we got, partial data from the data they wanted to hide for 75 years. I mean, if you want to hide the data for 75 years, you know it condemns them, obviously. That's the biggest tell right there. Anyways, here's a quote from Dr. Marble. Biggest evil I've ever seen were mass producing a deadly poison. But you need to hear him in his interview, so let me get started right away. Take a listen.
Yeah, they tried to have their lawyers not release the data for 75 years, and it just confirms what we've known for a long time now, what we've been saying, and that these fake vaccine experimental gene editing poison is poison, and people need to stop taking poison. You know, if you look at the numbers of that data, I think it was around 45,000 people were in that study, and 42,000 reported adverse reactions. The list of adverse reactions is many pages long, other than instant death. So there's just amount of evidence that proves that these fake vaccines are poison. We need to ban the damn poison as soon as possible, is the bottom line. But you know, the bad news is we're going to pass 5 billion doses of this poison delivered in a few weeks. Later this month, we're at like 4.9 billion right now. So the problem is we've had the greatest mass poisoning event in human history. So because of that mass poisoning event, which is ongoing, we're going to see more people die in the year 2022 than any year in human history. And that's why I call it the mass die-off of 2022.
Yeah, we'll get back to Dr. Ben, and he's got a lot to say about this poisoning. I don't know if he's right on the death numbers, whether they will peak or not. We saw a massive escalation, and this is confirmed. This is not us making this stuff up. This is confirmed by the insurance companies that in the third and fourth quarter of 2021, after the vaccine was rolled out, massive death. And most insurance companies saw somewhere around 40% increase in their claims. That makes sense, because I believe the overall mortality rate for the year was up like 42% overall for the year. So I'm not 100% on that, but at least with the insurance companies, a lot of them are seeing somewhere, some are seeing higher than 40%, excuse me. Some are seeing lower. So I'll just average out and say somewhere around 40%, most insurance companies are seeing, and that is catastrophic. Folks, understand, the insurance companies have a heart attack if it goes up 3%. If it goes up 5%, I mean, it's a catastrophe. It is a natural disaster had to have occurred. A massive earthquake where lots of unexpected deaths happen. It has to be something like that. And we're not talking about 5%. We're talking about 40%. What that means is that the dead bodies have piled up so high that all the people that just think it's coincidence that their relative died, but it's just coincidence, is not coincidence. Too many people know too many people that died last year, and they brushed it off. It's coincidence. And the reason why is because it's easy to brush it off. if your relative was struggling with something, I'm talking about disease-wise, or they're susceptible, they might not even know they're susceptible to, let's say, blood clots, and they don't even know it. But if you have a relative that you're thinking, oh, I could see them having a blood clot and dying, and that's why they would brush it off, you have to understand what the vaccine does is lower your immune system. So whatever your weakness is, if cancer is going to be your weakness, then cancer floods in. If it's blood clotting, and you know the vaccine does produce blood clots, but you're susceptible to having blood clots, that's going to increase your risk, and you're going to have a brain aneurysm, and something's going to hit you, boom. And so a lot of these deaths look like they're natural, but they were escalated by the vaccine because the vaccine lowers your immune system, and they can't deny that they lowered your immune system by giving you the vaccine. They have to get the mRNA to produce the spike protein. If they don't lower your immune system, understand this, this is a fact, they don't even deny this. If they don't lower your immune system, your body will reject their mRNA technology and kill it, and it will never infiltrate to where it tells your body to make the spike protein. So to bypass your body rejecting it and saying, this is not good for my body, it should not be doing this, they have ways, I don't even know the scientific way, I've heard it explained, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But basically, it bypasses so that they can penetrate the cells, get your cells to tell it and lower your immune system so it doesn't attack it, so it can start mass producing the spike protein. They have to kind of trick your body into accepting it, is basically what they'll say. What they were saying that at the beginning, well, we have to kind of trick the body to accept it. What they mean is we have to lower your immune system, and so your immune system doesn't defend itself against our mRNA technology. That's a fact. They can't deny what I just said is true. Well, they could. They are liars. Though they could lie and say that I'm lying. So go ahead and try, punks. You know I'm telling the truth. I'm going to come back to Dr. Ben Marble. I'm going to come back to him, but I want to give you Dr. Artis now. Dr. Artis, he was interviewed with InfoWars, and he was talking about his testimony to the public grand jury trial. And I brought you a huge chunk of that public grand jury trial and gave you snippets. If you missed that episode, trust me, it's a good episode. You want to go back and look. And some of you are like, what are you talking about, public grand jury? Well, people have been trying to put pressure on getting real indictments around the world against what these pharmaceutical companies and these corrupt governments and globalists have done. And by laying out all the evidence as you would in front of a grand jury, they really did have a grand jury of, but it was a public grand jury, so it was technically not official, but they really had a judge, they really had lawyers, and they had all the expert testimony, every single thing you could ever think of that we brought to you on the show, or even things we didn't maybe even brought to you, was in this trial. So you can still go look it up. It's there for the public to consume. Well, Dr. Artis, I brought you some of that stuff. I took the hours and hours of testimony and gave you some highlights. So it would be good to look at my show, because understand, each day was like 6 hours of testimony that they did. So if you want to sit through the 6 hours, it's all compelling stuff, though. It will pull you in for hours, just so you know. Dr. Artis is talking about his experience with that, but then lays down the gauntlet, as he did with his testimony, saying that he believes the hospitals used textbook eugenics. Take a listen to this.
So Dr. Rainer Fulmich out of Germany is the lead attorney. He's put together a group of 1,000 international lawyers, 10,000 international scientists, medical professionals. And this is his opening arguments for a 5-day grand jury he just completed putting together. And he's going after a whole lot of people. He brings it to light that the individuals like Bill Gates, that you've already mentioned here, shown on the show, Klaus Schwab and others, Davos, the organization. This is his opening statements to the grand jury. Let me just read this to you. You talk about an alien takeover. Let me tell you what Dr. Rainer Fulmich's opening statements for day one of his 5-day grand jury. Ladies and gentlemen, this case is about a long planned agenda of a group of ultra rich and their financial mafia based in the city of London and on Wall Street to use a pseudo pandemic as a guise behind which, while our attention is on the pandemic, they want to complete their decade-long efforts to gain full and complete control over all of us. when the judge asked me at the end of all of my testimony for an hour and a half, he goes, Dr. Artis, all of the information, research, and documents you've provided, are you convinced, in your opinion and in your expert testimony, is this a outright attempt to cause harm and death of innocent individuals around the world, these COVID hospital protocols? And I said, Your Honor, this is textbook eugenics.
That is huge. And what his testimony was all about is how the hospitals are using remdesivir, which should never be approved, and basically failed its tests. But Fauci made it so that it was the only thing that the hospitals can follow. And the signs that the hospitals are saying, we've never seen so many people have like organ failure with this disease, COVID-19. Well, you find out, well, those are the symptoms that remdesivir causes. And so then when these people, they say they die of pneumonia, they're not really dying of pneumonia because remdesivir shuts their kidneys down and then makes it look like pneumonia in this aspect, that your lungs fill up with liquid. Why? Because your kidneys got shut down from remdesivir and then fills up your lungs with, but they won't say remdesivir killed you. They will say COVID-19 killed you. And he goes through all of that. If you, look, I covered that huge in the past. I can't go through all of it, but I have shows on what the hospitals are doing. It's scary. Go look at my show. Is our hospitals the most dangerous place to be for COVID-19? This is off the top of my head. If you have COVID-19, like, hospitals are the most dangerous places to be. It's something like that. You'll find it. Don't worry. I got so much I want to squeeze in. I want you to hear this as well. My sister sent me this, and this is amazing because this is talking about these at-home COVID tests. This report is talking about, it's from News Nation Rush Hour, and this report is talking about how these tests can poison you. You can't make this, I'm not making this up. I know a lot of people have had theories about this, but apparently they had to admit that this is happening. And this is a whole report warning you about it. Take a look.
A warning now for the 60 million people who are receiving those free government-issued at-home COVID tests. The extraction tube in many of the kits includes a chemical that can be harmful or even deadly. It's colorless, tasteless, odorless. It's a powder that's found in things like airbags and pest control solutions. Maya Belay from our Cleveland station checks in with Poison Control for a look at the potential dangers.
Ohio poison control centers are sounding the alarm surrounding a liquid substance called sodium azide, found in some at-home COVID testing kits that could be toxic to children as well as adults if used incorrectly.
Our toxicology community has been both surprised that this was the ingredient in some of the kits and also concerned. We have seen exposures in all age groups.
The Drug and Poison Information Center at Cincinnati Children's Hospital reports an increase in calls to their hotline related to accidental exposure to the substance. So far, nearly 40 exposures were reported there, and the problem is nationwide.
We are one of 55 poison control centers, and nationwide, other poison centers have been reporting a similar finding, and there have been more than a couple of hundred exposures nationwide to sodium azide in test kits.
Doctors advise parents to keep the kids out of reach of children and when testing children for COVID at home to make sure they are supervised in order to avoid any adverse side effects from exposure.
Sodium azide can be toxic to humans, to animals, and things that it can cause that we would want to look out for would be like low blood pressure, weakness, fatigue, people passing out.
If an accident occurs, call the nearest poison control center.
The dose makes the poison, and the dose of sodium azide in these kits is very small, and the exposures that we have seen has been a small amount of that.
Experts say following instructions is key. Some adults actually end up using the potentially harmful substance to swab their nose because they didn't follow directions.
All right, you get the point. So there the tests can poison you, and now I have to go back. I got to go back to Dr. Ben Marble, who is talking about how the Pfizer data basically shows what they were producing is poison. That's his words. And he's saying, I mean, the common theme here in the show, I guess, is poison. And it's crazy that all this stuff the worst case scenarios that we worried about at the very beginning, if you want to go way back and look before the vaccines rolled out or right when they rolled out and all the shows of how we were pondering if this kind of stuff would be what we would see in the future, holy cow, the worst case scenarios have happened. Folks, I was thinking that we would see a death toll that would rise. I said that's how you're going to know that we're telling the truth and people on CNN are lying to you about the vaccine. Because if we're telling you the truth, the death rate will go up. But I didn't think it would go up this massive. I was saying, if CNN's right, the death rate will go down because they've saved lives and at most stay flat on average of any other year. But to go up and for the insurance companies to see 40% increases just in the second and third quarter alone, I didn't even expect it to be that high. That's more than I was expecting, and I was expecting bad news. So what I'm saying is the worst case scenario has happened. Bodies have piled up, and you can't make it up. They can't hide it when you look at the raw numbers. They will lie to you about everything. They have been lying to you about everything, but they can't lie about what the insurance companies. Notice they don't even talk about it. They don't want to talk about it. They can't cover that up. That's just dead bodies piled up and the stench is everywhere if you want to smell it. But a lot of people are plugging their nose saying, I smell it, but I don't care. I'm still going to go get my third vaccine, which I don't understand. But here, Dr. Ben Marble is going to say, go get, if you do it, you're just poisoning yourself. Take a listen.
The prospects of that are very scary. Certainly way more deaths from the fake vaccine poison than in Ukraine from the war. So one has to wonder, you know, the World Economic Forum, they're the puppet masters of all this. Putin is in the World Economic Forum. Is this all just a charade to distract from the mass die-off of 2022? And that's what I think it is. They're just trying to smoke screen all these deaths that are going to occur this year. We're starting to see the insurance data is coming in. You know, all-cause mortality is up like 40% for the insurance. You know, when people die, they file their insurance claim. So the insurance companies are blowing the whistle on this, and all the data that's coming out, you know, it's just irrefutable, the mountain of evidence. So basically, the only people who ignore it at this point are the brainwashed COVID cult members who, you know, that they just keep lining up for the poison. They'll just keep taking dose after dose. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, by the time you're on your third or fourth booster, you should realize that it doesn't work. And that if you just want, you know, you want to keep taking poison, then you're basically insane. But, you know, that's the definition of it. So I just encourage everybody, please stop taking the poison. It clearly, it does not stop infection. I mean, the latest data on the children's shot, it only had 11% efficacy. So children, it's all risk, no reward. And that, you know, to me, the legal definition.
Hold on, I'm going to pause it there. He's going to get more stuff. I'll give you a little bit more of what he has to say, because he's pounding the poison aspect, but he's talking about how the shot for children doesn't work. The shot for adults doesn't work. We've exposed that. They lied about the efficacy. They used mathematical tricks. Yeah, legally they were able to say, but really when you looked at the overall, I forget how you do it because this is off the top of my head. I should have went back and looked. But basically there's a show that I did that shows that the Pfizer vaccine actually is 0.8 effective. Less than 1% effective, which makes perfect sense when they all had to come out and admit, well, yeah, you can still get COVID-19 even if you get the vaccine. They had to eventually admit that when they used to tell you, it's perfect, you're protected, you don't even have to worry. Then they said, well, even though you get sick, don't worry, you won't get seriously sick, which makes no sense. If I can get sick, how do you know if I'm going to get seriously sick or not? But that's what they were saying. And you definitely won't die. Well, just two shows ago, if you want to go back, two episodes ago of the Ben Armstrong Show, the UK data that was released, that they didn't do a study, they didn't want to do a study, but people grabbed the data and looked at the UK data, and now we know right now in the United Kingdom, in Britain, that 90% of people who are dying of so-called COVID-19, basically dying of any coronavirus, but the people that they are labeling that are dying of COVID-19, 90% of them are vaccinated. 90%. It makes sense, again, because if they're lowering your immune system and if they're harming your immune system and bringing it down, you're susceptible. If you get a cold or flu, which is a coronavirus, and that's what COVID-19 basically is a coronavirus, as we all know, then you're much more susceptible for that being more severe, not less severe. And how they lie in America is they just say the people who die of COVID-19 that are vaccinated, they just lie in America and say they're not vaccinated. That's not a joke. Here's how they do it. If you haven't seen my show, Expose This, they don't qualify you as a vaccinated person unless you've had two shots and 14 days past your second injection. Then you're quote unquote fully vaxxed. So if you don't hit that standard, they just label you as unvaxxed. So you could die being vaccinated and die in the hospital of COVID-19 and be vaccinated. In the U.S., they'll say that person wasn't even vaxxed. So that's how they're doing it in the United States. Isn't that wonderful? They're just flat out liars. And you know it. That's why they keep changing the standard. What is being vaxxed? Well, what is fully vaxxed? They came up with this crap, fully vaxxed, to cover up the dead bodies. That's what that's all about, folks. The fully vaxxed thing is so that they can lie at the hospitals and try to cover up the death rates. But what they can't cover up yet again is the insurance companies. The insurance companies showing the death rate skyrocketing after the vaccine. And that is not from COVID-19, by the way. They can't even say it is. Those insurance companies are saying, no, we're not even seeing any evidence that that is from COVID-19. That's just all-cause mortality up 40%. So let me give you Dr. Ben Marbolt just a little bit more before I end.
If it doesn't prevent infection in at least 50% of people who get it, it's legally not a vaccine. So all the proof's in. These fake vaccines are not real vaccines. They're gene editing technology. A study just came out the other day that showed the vaccine goes into liver cells and converts the DNA there. So it's gene editing poison, which they, of course, denied all along. They've just, it's just one great big lie after another. And now all the evidence is coming out, and we were proven right that this stuff is not safe and effective. It's actually killing a lot of people, and we need to ban it as soon as possible, because everything's just going to keep getting worse until after we ban this poison. Because if you keep just poisoning everybody on the planet, there's a quote. I erroneously attributed it to Nazi Klaus Schwab, but it was by another man actually. And their target goal, he researched World Economic Forum. Their target goal population is 1 billion from the research this author did.
Yeah, well, it could be worse than that. Go research the Georgia Guidestones. The globalists helped fund that and put the Georgia Guidestones up. If you don't know what that is, go look at it. Because if I explain it, you'll think I'm a conspiracy theorist. So I won't explain it. I don't even care about it, really. It's a bunch of crap is what it is. But if you want to know, go look at it and then see what you think. Come to your own conclusions. Folks, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the most important thing you'll hear from the show. Nothing's more important than that. With all that's going on, with the crap that is going on, with them escalating war with Russia, you better know who your Savior is, and you've better repented, and you better know where you're going to go when you die. If you don't, then you don't know Jesus and you have not repented. I suggest you do so, because nobody knows. Nobody knows when this is all going to come crashing down. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Only God knows. And God's ways are not my ways. I can only guess. God's ways are his own ways. I'm doing my best to do good, educated guesses, and I'm usually really good at it. But that doesn't mean I'm perfect. God is the only one that knows where this really all goes. I'll do my best to keep you on track with that kind of stuff as good as I can as a human being going forward. I promise you that. I love you guys. See ya! If you like what you're hearing on my show, consider watching The Daniel Natal Show, which is presented by The New American at thenewamerican.com. Daniel Natal will go into all sorts of stuff at a very intellectual, high intellectual level. And I love how he does things. You should check it out. So think of it as the Intelligence Agency Bureau for people to go to. It's really unique, really cool, and very intellectual. If you're into that, you will love it. So check out The Daniel Natal Show at thenewamerican.com.